Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Hi, welcome to You and All of Your Parts. I'm Laura Lively. So if you've been following since mid-December, you know that I had a whole list of painful life events occur last fall, so in autumn of 2023. And during that very tumultuous time, I had three goals: hang on to my alcohol sobriety, hang on to my food sobriety, and stay in contact with my parts or my internal family system. Since then, I've noticed that something jokingly called retail therapy has slowly been creeping into my life, or maybe not so slowly. Now hang on, because I'm going to pivot for a moment to what seems like a different topic, but I'll come back. In the recovery space, I've heard the term called harm reduction, and is generally used for people who are using illegal drugs. And some of the principles include, and I'm going to read this to you, accept for better or worse that illicit and illegal drug use is part of our world, and choose to work to minimize its harmful effects rather than simply ignore or condemn those who use those drugs. Okay, I like that. I myself use this term as it relates to my own food and alcohol sobriety, particularly as it relates to not ignoring it and not condemning it. So remember our conversation about STERBs, short-term energy relieving or emotional relieving behaviors? Based on my own painful experience, I recommend you consider what behaviors are acceptable to you and what behaviors are not, preferably before tragedy strikes. Knowing your boundaries ahead of time will give you a better chance of working with your firefighters to maintain those boundaries. And this is how I want to share a little bit about how I ended up spending hundreds of dollars on craft supplies as my world slipped into 90 days of pain. Remember how I said I had three goals: hang on to my sobriety, alcohol, hang on to my food sobriety, and stay in touch with my parts. As my parts were overwhelmed by all of the loss that I was experiencing, I found myself shopping. Not for nothing do they call it therapy. And while some of my parts were okay with that, others were not. So let's go back to harm reduction and my three goals. Every morning, I would tell my system, here are the goals for the day: no alcohol, no food off my program, and stay connected with you guys. Those are my goals for the day. And when that pain would threaten to overwhelm me, I'd find myself on YouTube watching paper crafting videos, and then over at Etsy or Amazon shopping for junk journal supplies. And for me, this was my system making the best choices we could during a terribly difficult time. This is my own personal version of harm reduction. If my goal was to stay food and alcohol sober and to stay in contact with my system, then anything else was on the table. I am grateful the system didn't decide to do something more potentially destructive than shop or obsessively watch YouTube videos. In the meantime, I do have to keep an eye on the shopping and the YouTube video watching. I am not independently wealthy, and I do have to watch what I purchase. Shopping also makes other parts of me anxious, and watching YouTube for hours on end also concerns different parts of my system. But in the grand scheme of things, I feel like my system and I did our very best in a tough situation, and I appreciate everything we did to get through those hard days. And sometimes we still do those things. By working with my system, I was able to negotiate and maintain my three goals, but I was also able to make the best choices I could and indulge my firefighters who glommed onto the YouTube videos and retail therapy to give the system a bit of relief from all of the loss that we were working through. I'm curious, do you have a version of harm reduction you use? I invite you to figure out what is acceptable to you before you need it. Now, candidly, I have a critic who says, if you were so healed, we wouldn't need retail therapy. To that part, I say, I hear you. I get it. Thank you for sharing. As always, I invite you to get curious about what behaviors you might use in ways that may or may not be helpful. Do you have a list of lines you don't want to cross? Does it include eating, drinking, drugging, Gambling. Be aware of those. If you are, I believe you have a better chance of making conscious decisions when life throws you curveballs. Again, make a list of what's acceptable and what's not acceptable, and use that. I hope this was helpful. Drop me a comment at laura@lauralively.com and hit the subscribe button so that you never miss the new weekly content. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.